Dubai Fashion Week, Alexis Mabille, when the men's classic is invited to the women elegant dressing in 3 points. From Gita Von Teese, Katy Perry to Lady Gaga, Alexis Mabille dresses the biggest woman star in the show business, close up to this precocious couturier that dressed the lady in a very elegant gentleman's touch. A childhood talent. Born in 1976 in the Lyon bourgeoisie, he watched his mother create clothes for the family. She initiated him very quickly and he drew his first crayon with old fabric found in the family attic. Forgotten clothes find a new life and a new look between his fingers. Alexis Mabille has been passionate about couture since his early childhood. Number 2. His debut with the most famous house around the world. After graduating in 1997, with his diploma in hand and a strong desire to make a name for himself, Alexis Mabille began his training at Nina Ricci and Ungaro, then at Dior. The road to the creative summit takes shape when John Galliano hires him in the prestigious house and entrusts him with the creation of accessories, costume jewelry, lingerie, and tights. Number 3. Alexis Mabille fairy tales. Alexis Mabille is particularly interested in androgyny and the boundary of masculine-feminine. He launched his label in 2005 and created unisex collections that were noticed by the fashion world. He revisits the bow tie by playing with volumes, and these old-fashioned accessories become his trademark. He presents his first collection in 2007 and its turning point in the fashion world as much as for him. He is not content to create clothes for men and women. He offers unisex pieces, which can go to both. Androgynous cuts and plain tones are the key to the Alexis Mabille style, contributed under the name Impulse 13.